This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everyone. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. We're all on a journey in life, and we all have things we need to heal from, and that will move us way forward in our journey. I've experienced it. I deal with it every single day, as I believe we all should once you have those realizations. But you can't do it alone. You know, some of this stuff gets a little bit deep. We're going to talk with a healer, spiritual teacher, guide, and also the author of two wonderful books, and one in particular we're going to start with that gives a lot of insight, and the insight comes from the proof in her life. The book is called The Way of God's Love. And not planning to get deep into religion here, but this is how she walked a journey from some major challenges in her life, and things changed. Things changed when she had some call it epiphanies, realization. She is Barbara Ann Strassman. She's back with us. How are you doing today?
Great, Steve. I'm so happy to be here with you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I look at the video, and I know some may be listening and not seeing, but you have a window in back of you, and the light is shining. And I it's not by coincidence. You just, set up the camera and your device and whatever, and you're on.
Yeah.
But it's almost like an aura, a glow coming from you. And I believe that's you too. it's not just the light coming through, but you did in some regards see the light a while back, and that moved things forward for you, right?
Definitely. And I am sitting in my meditation classroom right now. And before we started, I brought in the light. So it is a combination, as you saying. It's the auric field. It's the window. It's not really bright outside. It's a little cloudy and windy. So that really is the light. And we can get into it deeper. But the room is filled with ascended masters. I have a lot of guides and messengers and, angels and archangels. And people say, oh, you're in this big house. Doesn't it feel lonely? I'm surrounded. I'm never alone because I feel I have that connection with the universe, with the holographic universe, with God, source, whatever word you want to use. And to me, it's not about a religion. It's more spirituality. How do I connect with whatever that force is?
I believe that's the biggest challenge for many of us. And maybe we believe in a higher presence, call it a God, whatever you want to call it. But we don't know how to make that connection. And I've had that realization of not being alone in my journey, as you have, where number one, you're never alone because you have you.
Yes.
But you have to rely on you. You have to trust you and trust the universe around you. And it's funny, whenever I have this conversation with my friend Trish, we'll talk about the universe. And I said, the universe supports. And she goes, okay, so who do you think created the universe? And I'm like, all right, well, I don't know. I might know, but honestly, I don't exactly know. I have ideas, but and those ideas change. Is it normal for us to have different views of things as life goes on, especially when you're intentionally working on yourself and working on healing?
I believe we do have different views. I believe we open to new possibilities. Our experiences show us things, so maybe we have to delve in a little deeper and ask questions. Because, in the beginning, I think most of us are just on this robotic mode of whatever I learned, whatever church I was raised in, whatever my parents taught me. We just say, yep. And then we finally hit this point where maybe life is showing me something different, or maybe life has become difficult And I have to stop and look in deeper and look at what is really going around. So I think as we grow, as we expand our consciousness, we do change, and our ideas might change, and our openness to, okay, you know, maybe there are angels, maybe there is, you know, a God or a force that guides us. Maybe it's not just me controlling my life. Maybe there's something else going on that I need to pay attention to.
I 100% agree. And I look for the signs. And when those signs show up, even little, call them breadcrumbs, little nuggets, you know, you're going for your day. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, look at that. You know, what a coincidence. And but they aren't. I don't believe they are.
No.
We're so busy, we don't see all the things around us and how a lot of these things are showing you the way. I believe it's also part of your intuition. We were given this amazing power to find the answers or find the direction. But then again, you know, sometimes I wonder, maybe there's something more at work there than just the intuition within.
Mm-hmm. And I do think, I think you're right. We have the intuition, but if we're so locked in our head and in that robotic move and we're just going through life with blinders on, you're going to miss those signs and messages.
And that's my biggest downfall. Not about me here, but I'm sure I'm expressing others. It's nice to be busy, you know, profession-wise, moving things along, personal, blah, 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 all that. But sometimes I don't want to do it. I want to just sit in silence and absorb, watch, observe, and all of that, because I know it's there. I just have to see it. But life gets in the way, right?
And it's about regrouping, if you will, right? Because if you're always putting your energy out there, then where are you? How connected are you to you and to the signs and messages if our energy is always out there engaged with other people? That's when I think we really start missing and we get drained. And so a lot of what I teach people and my first book, the I Am, I haven't shown you this one, the I Am Daily Attunement. That's another story. It's about how to get grounded and to quiet the mind with the breath. And most people don't know how to quiet the mind.
That's
the biggest thing.
They don't. Did I, I'm kind of getting goosebumps here.
No good.
Did I ever share with you my most recent I Am, if you want to call it that?
No.
So I...
Please do.
Yeah, and I want to show it to you. And I don't think it's going to show on camera, but I'm now taking time for me. And one of my goals this year was to travel alone. I've never done it before. It's always I meet somebody. I get on a plane, but I meet somebody, whatever it might be. And it was on my commitment list of go away alone. So I did it back in June. Dirt cheap. Went to an island. Airbnb. Just me. Wonderful. Life-changing. 4 months later, 5 months later, I did it again. Same, just rinse and repeat. And just the clarity, I forced myself to be quiet. And when I was walking the beach, and this is about 3 weeks ago, you're not going to be able to see it, but that's something I wrote in the sand.
Oh, I am. Wow. You have not told me that. Wow.
Yeah. I was.
No wonder we feel connected.
I was deeply reflecting. I was reading books on manifestation and then absorbing the I am, how we are creating everything around us. It's ours. You know, whatever shows up today, whatever's around you, you created it. You did. You had a point in it. You had a hand in it. Major, you know, stuff happens around you, but for the most part, that was a creation of you. And that's, you know, I kind of had that flash in my mind.
So I call that the co-creator, that we are co-creating with the universe.
Okay.
With those signs and messages, right? So as you allowed yourself to connect in, you dropped into the truth, baby. I mean, that's amazing.
And guess what happened 2 weeks after that, be it this past week? I did exactly what you just said in looking at relationships around me. Nothing negative here, but literally tapping the brakes or making changes on things I feel are taking my power and taking my energy. It's all me. I'm allowing it. But now, now I'm aware of it, even to the point of one side business partnership. Mm-hmm. That different visions, and wrap that up this week. And all I'm going to say is, there was something involved, nothing major, but something involved in settling it out. And I was like, all right, all that. And all of a sudden, the universe swung around completely in my favor in that whole thing. And I'm like, why did I even think about it? Why did I even worry about it? Because it worked out the way it should.
Right. And that's the faith and the trust that when you pause, you don't really know what's going on. And that's okay.
Yep.
You got to trust it. But it will work out. Yep. And I think the hardest thing for us humans is, you know, spirit's always telling me, you know, patience, because I want things right away sometimes. And it's, you know, it's divine timing, if you will.
Yeah.
And it does work out all the time.
And you know what? All those things my mom used to tell me, and as a child, a teen, even my 20s, I would think to myself, and I love mom. But I would always say, Mural, come on, what do you know? When you're saying those things like, it'll all work out, or go with the flow. Right. She was so right about it. And go with the flow. Yeah, I have visions of what that means now. But essentially, it's what you're saying. Trust the process. It is. It's hard to swallow that. And especially, Barbara, we're wired for instant. You know, the Amazon world, I'm going to press a button right now and it's coming at 3 p.m. in most areas this afternoon. Now. Well, that's not the universe's time. That's Amazon time.
Right. But the universe is speeding up. And I'm sure you already know that. The business deal you were talking about, things are happening faster. And whatever isn't in your best and highest, it's shifting now.
I'm going to just share one
changing
with what you're saying. I was building something in this studio building where I am, and I'll laser this down, but that situation was turning and it just wasn't different vision. All good. There was a minor flood right over there that was 2 feet away from a studio that I was building with somebody else. And to me, that was universe's way of saying, we're cleansing this whole thing for you right now, whether you like it or not.
Totally. And flood, water is emotions.
Motion.
And remember I said to you last week that there was something going on, something about finding that joy, that you might be shifting a little bit in something that you were doing, one aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Something's going to shift.
Well, in this instance, I'm doing it my way as opposed to somebody else's way. And that's all good. Just different visions. Let's go to your book. And this is the book that's called The Way of God's Love.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your inspiration for writing that?
Oh, the guides told me to write it. Mm. I was told back in 2000 by a shaman that I was supposed to write 4 books, and I was way behind schedule. And then I kept getting little promptings on my own from guides that I was supposed to write a book. Because I've had quite a journey from being an insurance agent into a healer, which we'll talk about maybe in a minute. So it's like, people need to hear this. And then the messages got louder. They got more frequent. And my mother was one of them who came in and said, people need hope. They need to know that love never dies. And my fiance had passed, and I knew way before he passed that we were going to teach people about unconditional love. That was clear years before that. That's part of why we came together. The love in our story was so incredible. And that is in the book. But the book isn't just a love story. It's about these events. It's about, did God or did source, universe, put out all these little pebbles? Was I guided? And as I take you through my story, even I'm like, oh, look back, look, this was this message 20 years ago. And then there's another one 10 years ago. And now I'm doing exactly what those little signs were all about. So it actually, writing the book took me back through my journey so I could see more. I could see what some people might call the synchronicities. And then what started coming through was universe was saying, okay, so show them the universal laws. You know, how does life work? How does the universe work? Mm. You know, what you put out comes back, karma. So then my book started getting filtered with all these universal laws tying in with my story. And it just went on and on. So it's become a book where I'm helping to guide people. My story maybe helps you to make the connection, but I'm actually guiding you with how is universe helping you. And then after my fiance passed, the messages, I mean, I have always had some visions and prophetic dreams, but oh my God, and maybe because I was mourning, constant. So the whole second half of the book is, I mean, wide awake visions, some with Mother Mary, some with Jesus, and this may sound strange to people, but it's the vibration that they come in on. So we make associations. So maybe that's the vibration or not, but that's how I saw it. So I have all these signs and these messages and prophetic dreams. And I'm just living in a whole different universe. Hmm. And when I started to do a workbook, I realized in this book, there's actually six different levels. Spiritual levels of the journey. And so that's what I'm starting to teach now. You is know, to take people from the basic all the way up to ascension.
For those that think this is kind of crazy and woo and all of that, I understand it. There's no judgment. I can only say in my journey of what you're saying, I'm just sitting back in the car. I'm in the back, you know, in the passenger seat. And just the car is, I'm letting the life drive, but I'm looking around as life goes. And, you know, there might be a door that closed and I'd be like, well, you know, really? But now I think, no, that was supposed to close because the car is still moving forward. So let that go. Let that, where previously there wouldn't be that trust. And you would say, what the, you know, how am I going to now because of that? I got it. Sometimes I get a little triggered there. And it's like, a little, you know, a second of frustration. I'm like, yep, that was supposed to be. Just keep going. And then other things get revealed along the way. You connect, you talk about God. Did you always have that same type of connection with God?
I'm going to say yes. See, my mother did automatic writing and she channeled what she called ascended masters, although I don't think she used that term way back. And as a young kid, early teens, I would try to meditate and I was really frustrated because I couldn't do what she did. So I had this belief and this desire to be connected with the angels and the archangels and so forth. And I'm sure I was saying God in my mind as well, but I wanted the guidance that she had. I believed in it. And I think I just wanted to be like her. And on some level I knew because I was already having prophetic dreams back then and not a lot. But I didn't understand that I was empathic. I didn't really fully know my level of intuition. So let me back up. God had to be there because when I was a senior in high school, we had to do an internship and I went and worked at the church. We were Episcopals and I went and spent the month at the Episcopal church and I drove the minister crazy because I and my family believed in reincarnation and he didn't. And I told him that I wanted to be in the pulpit someday, and he told me women aren't allowed. And I said, "You wait." So yes, so the short answer is yes. I was connected to God and angels way back.
But I would have to assume way back you had a certain understanding or belief. Now it's much radically different after opening up and seeing and all those things you talk about, the dreams and the signs and this. And I think I referred to last time we got together when I asked for signs from my mom, and I've said this, you know, in the last 5 years, she passed six. I get them. They are specific. Yeah. I mean, I could write a book on just the signs alone. And
right.
I'm not even talking about like, oh, I saw a butterfly, mom. And that's fine if that supports anybody. That's wonderful. But these are very specific. And then somebody said to me, well, how do you know it's your mother and not God? I was like,
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
But do you feel a presence? And that's when I was talking about I saw Jesus or Mary. There's not always, but very often there's a very large feeling of a presence. And if you do this work long enough or getting enough signs, you get to notice that vibration. You know that feeling. And then if a different presence comes in the beginning, you just know it's different maybe. I don't always have a name, and I'll say in class, well, I'm not sure who's speaking through me, but so sometimes I know, sometimes I don't. But it's a sensation, it's a feeling. And they say, you know, all the rays, the colors of the rays and the vibrations, they're all just different vibrations. So I can be putting terms to it. Maybe that wouldn't be your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mine. So it's just real to me, and whatever's real to you is real to you. Like I said, there's no judgment.
It's real. And I say that when you know, you know.
Yes.
And it's you feel a certain presence and energy where, and I'm skeptical. I have friends who are psychics, intuitive. I'm talking, I don't need to mention the names. I don't really want to. I've walked the media journey with all of them.
Yeah.
And as friends, I even say, I'm skeptical. Yeah, give me more. Show me more. And then they do. And I'm like, oh, all right. There's something there. They're picking up on certain energy, but it's the same thing as when you get a sign. Like, you know, you can be skeptical, but then you just have this all-knowing, I guess it is. You always hear that term. Yeah. You just know. I can't explain it. Like, I don't even doubt when my mom sends signs. Mm-hmm. It's her. It's, you know, I'm at like a 60-40 on the God thing now. You know, I'm still processing that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. I asked and I got.
Right. And even in the book or when I teach classes, it's, you can say, use whatever term you want. If it's universe, is it source, if it's nature, it's whatever that force field is. There's something, most people agree, there's something around us. Something is bringing this feeling or the signs. There's something happening outside of me. So the more I can connect with it, I'll share one quick example. I don't tend to ask for signs at all. They just come. Mm. But I was teaching a class on signs and messages.
Wow.
I've taught it several times. And I can be pretty robotic because I'm so busy. I'm always running.
Sure.
I'm walking down my driveway, you know, a couple hours before class. And I'm like, oh, there's pennies all over the driveway. And there were like seven of them. I'm like, okay, picked them up. Like, that's weird. I went across, there's a beach across the way, did whatever. I came back and I'm like, okay, who is talking to me? In total, there were 22 pennies. Now, I only saw seven the first time. Now, all these other pennies appeared. So it's a great story for class. And then as I would teach the class or when I share in my book, it's then you have to go look up. So what's the meaning of pennies? What's the meaning of the number 22? And why did these signs show up now? So even with your mother, Steve, when a sign comes, there might be a reason why it came at that moment.
Can I share one? We're running late, but I can't. And The seven. What? So here we go. Laser down. Asked for a sign from mom last year. I get a new modem underneath the desk here. Cable company comes in, drops it in there, mail password underneath it, turn it over, look at the password. It's on the wall right now. It's 4 digits -Rose, her name, -2 digits. So I'm like, oh, thanks, mom. I saved $100 on the every month on the modem. Thank you for that, too.
Love it.
There's more than just pennies on that one. And then I'm looking at the numbers, and every time I move the numbers around, I get a 7 or 11. 7 or 11. What's the deal? What's going on there? Wasn't getting anything. Wow. I'm like, what is it? Wow. And I mentioned it to my daughter, and at the time, she's like 16, and she goes, maybe that's your dad. And I was like, oh, my dad passed when I was 21. Suddenly, I didn't know him very, very well. He died on 7-11.
Wow.
But wait, here comes the cherry on top.
Yeah.
He died from a massive heart attack. He was super healthy, just dropped. So I'm like, maybe that's a sign for mom to go to the cardiologist. So I remember to make an appointment. I go. Everything turned out okay. A couple of things to watch, you know, nothing major. But the moment I walk into that new cardiologist's office, the intake woman at the window, first time I walk in, I look at her shirt. It says Rose.
Oh, God, I love it.
How do you punch a hole in that?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Like
Mom is there. And you can see it in 1 second, and the next minute it's gone. And that's the thing with tuning in.
Yeah.
Things come so quickly in a flash. So I had to learn, like in the healing work, to just say it. So in all my different modalities, when the message comes in, just say it. Because it's something.
Yep.
That you need to know, that client needs to know, that you need to work with in that moment.
And show gratitude. Thank the universe, whoever you think sent the sign. Be grateful for it.
All the time.
You're amazing.
Oh, you're fun.
Like your energy.
I love your stories.
And I guarantee if we were to look a little bit deeper, there will be a connection between the two of us. Us being here is not just a chance thing. I'm convinced. No,
but Steve, if I may, you just showed the connection in the very beginning, the I am.
Well, yeah, there you go. and that wasn't like, oh, a picture I dug up from 5 years. No, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Right. And you knew, and I can feel it.
Yeah,
I can feel
it. As soon as we talk about it, I'm like, I can feel it. It's weird.
Right, goes right through. There's no mistakes.
There's no mistake. Yeah.
No.
This is what it's about. And this is what you help people realize. And, you know, for all of us, healing. That's really what it is. It's healing and moving your life forward. How do we find out more about you, Barbara, your books, and how you can help get us on path?
Okay. So I do have a website, and both books are there, as well as all the different healing modalities and videos of my journey, my son's illness, everything is there. It's www.heartandholistic.com.
Gotcha.
And you can email me at soulwoman, SOLEWOMAN number 9@gmail.com. And sign up for my newsletters, because I won't inundate you, but I do classes, Zoom in person. I do retreats. And a lot of them are based on the books right now. Mm. And I'm just passionate about teaching, sharing, and helping everybody to get on board with their own life, which is our life. Because we're all connected, we all affect each other, and we can help each other. That's how I believe the world will heal.
I'm so on your page. We just proved it today in a small way. And I love Soul Woman, by the way, your email address.
Thanks.
And final thing here, you know, religion, politics, you know, that's not my thing. I put it over to the side. I don't go there. And it's not like we're shoving anything down somebody's throat in terms of religion. It's more about, yeah, here it is. If you want to take a look at it, if you always wondered, there it is. And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I'm looking, I'm observing. I think like many are, just coming up with our current beliefs of whatever that may be.
Right. So I've started a book club, and it's called Conscious Conversations. I just got the postcard yesterday to send out. So it's so we can just talk. We don't have to have the same ideas. We can be open to new possibilities. We can hear others' experiences. It's just opening the conversations and coming together.
as we will.
Who knows? I don't know the answers.
I don't either. But little, like the little breadcrumbs lead you along the way. Right. And then you see something big and beautiful. It's like, oh, a little more validation. Thank you so much for today. Really appreciate it. And looking forward next time we chat.
That'd be great. Thank you, Steve. I love speaking with you.
Likewise.
Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.